The Lord be with you. This morning, our speaker is Mary Beth Keene. She is an assistant professor of nursing, and I'm excited because we haven't had a lot of, there hasn't been much emphasis on health and healing and wholeness and what it means to be whole and healthy. So today we have a new perspective. Let us pray. You care so deeply, O God, for those who are sick, for those who long to be whole. You accompany those who are lonely, those who are suffering, those who are grieving. Help us to see that we too can be agents of healing and wholeness in the world. We pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Mary Beth Keene. I teach in the nursing department. The title of my talk today is, Are You a Healing Presence for Others? I would like to start out with two verses. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And whatever you do, do in the word and in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. And one more verse, John chapter 13, verse 34. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other as I have loved you, and you should love each other. A little bit about my background. I believe I am called by God for a higher purpose on this earth. My vocation or calling is to be a nurse, thereby caring for others and helping them to care for themselves. However, I believe that it should be a goal for all of us to serve, care, and be a healing presence to others regardless of your chosen vocation. The St. Olaf Mission calls all of us to lead lives of unselfish service to others, and it challenges us to be responsible and knowledgeable citizens of the world. I believe that we are the hands and feet of Jesus. I would like to read a short poem about being the hands and feet of Jesus. This is written by an 18-year-old nun in the 1500s, and her name is Teresa of Avila. Christ has no body. Christ has no body but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks, compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses the entire world. Yours are the hands, yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes, you are the body. Christ has no body now but yours. No hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes with which he looks compassion on this world. Christ has no body but yours. Matthew 20:28 states that Jesus didn't come to be served, but to serve others. As followers of Christ, we should have the same attitude and the same mindset. Being a servant of Christ requires a conscious choice, humility, and genuine actions. By following these examples from Christ, we can be a light in a world of darkness. I would like to share a story relating to experience of mine. In my history, I have been on, I think, about 6 mission trips with numerous junior high and high school students, and so I'd like to share one story in particular that stands out to me. I was on a mission trip as the nurse, counselor, and sometimes mother for 40 junior high students. One morning, several of the adults were walking to a convenience store early in the morning for some much-needed coffee and to fill snack orders for the kids. On her way back from the store, a young mother stopped us and stated that she had no money to buy food for her children. At that time, this city had a very high unemployment rate, and she was unable to find work. Many of the adults were unsure how to proceed. I promptly introduced myself, asked the woman her name, and asked about her children. She was obviously very proud of her children and was struggling to ask for food. I decided I would give her all the kids' snacks, plus mine, and the cash in my pocket. I did tell her that I really needed to keep my coffee so I could stay awake the rest of the day. I let her know that I would be praying for her and that I hoped her situation would improve. I believe that day and many other days, God has called me to help someone in need. As a nurse, I have the privilege of helping others every day, specific with their healthcare needs, by being an advocate. How can you advocate and serve others in your life? Questions for you to ponder. How are you a healing presence right now in your life for others? What are some choices you can make throughout the day to become a better servant? When was the last time you made a conscious choice to serve someone else? What are some ways you can serve your friends, family, leaders, and people in your community and beyond? How can you make sure that your actions are genuine and not just to make you look good? So some questions. What would you do if you saw these situations based on the examples of Christ? You read about the local clinic needing interpreters who speak Spanish, and you happen to be fluent in Spanish and have some medical background. You see an older person's house that is in need of repairs and has an overgrown yard. You see a mother struggling to push a cart and take care of her kids while checking out of the grocery store. You have an acquaintance that seems to be struggling with family issues. And what would your response be if the person was to ask, "Why are you doing this for me?" Some examples locally for you to think about, and my task for you at the end of the day is to try to think before you leave, and I meant to bring note cards and I forgot, but what are two things that you could do in your world to serve others and to be a healing presence? So locally, for students and faculty, thinking about the St. Olaf community, talking to that student who's sitting alone in class or in the cafeteria, or to a friend who is struggling. How do you care for your friends and others around you as Jesus would do? Matthew 25:40 says, "As you did to the least of these, my brothers, you did to me." Pray for God's healing and love for those who are suffering. Speak up about an injustice. If there's a racially or politically offensive joke or action that someone takes, will you speak out? All people deserve our respect and dignity. Every person has something to offer. How can you help bring out another person's talents and gifts? What about in your community at home or right here in Northfield? Donate your time and talents. Volunteering with kids at risk, being a tutor, being involved in Big Brothers, Big Sisters, using interpreting skills if you have those. Another great one to think about every day, I drive about 30 miles every day, is how am I going to choose to react in a road rage situation? I try to let the person pass and maybe even say a prayer for them because they're having a pretty bad day. Also praying for persons that you see when you go by in an accident. In the larger world, thinking about Hurricane Sandy, how can we donate our time, money, and goods and services if you have those skills? Mission trips, but thinking about those bigger world experiences, how are you going to bring back those experiences to your everyday life? How is it going to change what you do? You can choose to be a healing presence every day by giving yourself wholeheartedly to others in need. How to walk the talk as the hands and feet of Jesus. Be open to opportunities to help others. Listen attentively. Be present and authentic to others. Remember to put yourself in the here and now and not worry about the next thing on your list to check off. Pay attention to God's strong taps on your shoulder to act. I'm going to tell you one more brief little story. Probably about 2 weeks ago, I was shopping at Walmart and went in, and there was a gentleman standing with a sign who looked to be about my age. And I said, "God, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to give you money, but I'm going to walk around Walmart, and if you're still tapping my shoulder, I'm going to give him money." Well, the tap was pretty strong, so I bought a gift card, gave it to him on my way out. Paying attention to those taps when God, again, is eliciting your help. What will you do in the future? Make a conscious decision today to love others and be a healing presence. And my parting thought for you for the day, written by Mother Teresa: "I don't claim anything of the work. It is his work. I am like a little pencil in his hand. That is all. He does the thinking. He does the writing. The pencil has nothing to do with it. The pencil has only to be allowed to be used." Thank you.
In Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. May the love of God surround you and uphold you this day and always. Amen.